From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The financial markets were closed for the holiday today, but this week marked a fifth consecutive week of stock market gains. My co-host Robert Siegel is in New York City this week, hearing from people about the state of Wall Street. Today, Robert spoke with a man who used to be called the Sheriff of Wall Street. Former New York Governor and Attorney General Eliot Spitzer resigned in disgrace last year. That was after he was caught using a call girl service. He now writes columns about the kinds of abuses that he used to prosecute. Spitzer doesn't see a great need for new regulatory bodies, just more determination on the part of the old ones.
Eliot Spitzer pursued the insurance company AIG when he was New York's Attorney General, and he drove the company's longtime boss, Maurice Hank Greenberg, out of his job. Now he's been writing about AIG and about other Wall Street matters for Slate.com. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the program. For all the abuses that you investigated at AIG, to get this straight, credit default swaps were not on your radar at the time.
No, that was not the piece of the company we looked at. We found other violations, but as I say to folks, when you investigate a company, it's somewhat akin to taking a biopsy. What you take and see is a cross sample of how they operate and how they're governed, and so you could see the cancer, to continue perhaps a bad metaphor.
Is it possible, though, that no fault of yours, that the group that came to AIG to run it after Mr. Greenberg and the things they did were actually worse and more dangerous than what was happening when you were investigating AIG?
I don't view it as worse or degrees of malevolence or failure. What I know is that when we investigated the company, what we saw was governing failures that led to the board's removal of Hank Greenberg as the CEO. There were gross accounting failures and misrepresentations, and in particular, insurance refinance contracts that were false, that were designed to generate the appearance of capital on the books of the company that were not there. And this was orchestrated by the very top of the company. And so we knew that there were fundamental problems.
But do you think that, say, if had you continued to be Attorney General of New York State for several more years, and if you kept tugging on the thread and pursuing the biopsy, you think you would have found a ton of debt that was beyond reason, or was it
I don't know, and I don't want to speculate. But as I said, I do know that what we saw in terms of the controls and accounting systems within the company, let alone the actual violations we found, the structural problems were overwhelming. And that is, I think, what part of what has continued to trouble this company.
I want to ask you about something you recently wrote. You wrote, and I quote now, "The new line from Washington and Wall Street is that hamstrung regulators lacked the power to stop malfeasance before the crisis. This," you write, "is wrong. Washington had enormous power over the misbehaving investment banks, commercial banks, and ratings agencies. It just refused to use that power."
Correct. An effort is being made to suggest if only the regulators had had more power, they would have found A, B, and C. Whereas in truth, what we have gone through is a decade where regulators had the power but not the will.
But, for example, the New York State Insurance Superintendent, Eric DiNallo, told us, he used to work for you.
Sure, absolutely.
And he said that under our system, in fact, AIG could buy an SNL and say, okay, we're now less than 1%, that kind of bank, we've picked our primary regulator. And the system is designed now so that it can be snookered by large financial companies.
The system has been maneuvered and structured so that banks and financial entities, non-bank banks and all the other sort of types of institutions, can in fact pick and choose among their regulators and try to direct the regulatory effort. But the larger point here is that there were individuals who had the capacity to be much more aggressive in examining the overlay of debt, leverage, and all of these credit default swaps, et cetera, that ultimately brought down the system.
You're now a commentator, a columnist, and as you've no doubt noticed, whenever you go on broadcast, there are people who are furious at hearing you, and they feel that since you were not only caught doing something wrong, but something that you yourself felt should be dealt with more harshly by the law, that you've earned your spot on the sidelines of public life.
Right. Well, folks will determine whether to pay attention to what I say in my record based upon their own judgments, and that is, of course, their own judgment, and I'm not going to tell them one way or the other. I look back at the record we had when I was Attorney General, and if it suggests that there are some useful observations I can make about our current economic crisis, I'm happy to provide them when asked, and that's how I view it.
But to an observer, it would seem to have gone from the power of the state of New York, the power to bring charges and the power of the governorship, to the mere power of persuasion, to be one of 1,000 voices writing columns and blogs on the Internet. Sounds like it's a pretty big come down.
Well, there is also, as you well know as a journalist, a joy in the freedom to articulate and speak and recommend. Yes. You've been
reduced to my estate, you're saying.
Well, you know, the fourth estate or the world of journalism is it's a happy estate. It's perhaps not what I had been doing, and obviously I don't mean to make light of it. I miss enormously either the energy and capacity I had as Attorney General to bring charges or as governor to try to direct the state, but I'm trying to contribute as I can.
Let me just ask you this last question about forgetting and forgiving, though. Maurice Greenberg, whom you pushed out of helped get out of AIG in any case, he wants to buy it back. Do you see any conceivable parallel, which is to say we have flaws, you had flaws, you were disgraced, he had flaws, he was disgraced, come back in?
Well, I see your question. I smile at it. I don't think it is likely that Hank Greenberg will reacquire AIG. I think that the record is very clear that the roots of the problem that brought down the company were there and were it began while he was the CEO, and the problems that led to his removal, his assertion of the Fifth Amendment, his involvement in the false reinsurance contracts will preclude that, much as he might wish others to think otherwise.
Elliot Spitzer, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer speaking with my co-host Robert Siegel in New York.